Blog Talk Radio.
Two things are true about students in urban American public schools. There are some students who do well and go on in life to become productive citizens, while there is a secondary population of students who go on to live lives that aren't so socially acceptable. While this secondary population of students, some 18% in Nashville, Davidson County, exhibit a number of behavioral issues and face extradition, it's no wonder why those students struggle to succeed academically. If they can't follow the simple rules of order, how are they expected to be focused enough to learn? I'm Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and I have recognized the needs of this population continually being unmet despite the best efforts of many dedicated educators over the years. As a result, my experience as a former special education teacher, youth counselor, and candidate for local and state offices, I've developed a school model to help address this troubled population. Dockery Christian Academy is a private, non-denominational Christian school whose primary focus is engaging parents as partners with educators and teachers in order to develop pro-social character for student learners. I'd love to share more information with you about this innovative education model. So please connect with me at www.dockeryacademy.org. That's D-O-C-K-E-R-Y, academy.org. Connect with us on Facebook at Dockery Christian Academy, or use the hashtag at 2020 DCA. Thank you. I look forward to engaging you. Together we can make a difference for all of our children.
You're much more than the struggles that you go through. You're not defined by your pain, so let it go. You're not a victim.
Well, greetings and welcome to evening, May 3rd, 2022. You're listening to Talk Space. This is your host, Dr. Dabasa. I'm grateful to have each and every one of you join us tonight. I hope that our audio and our live stream is fixed and properly ordered and operating. We've been having a few issues there, but we've tried to make some improvements anyway. But we hope that you can hear us clearly and that things are on the up and up. 657-383-0944. That's the number you can call right now. And guess what? I'm going to yield the floor to our listening audience. Just open mic now. Open mic now. That means that I'm not going to start with a monologue or with a focused topic, but we're going to leave the floor open to you to share your thoughts and your ideas and to participate with us here on TalkSpace. You're listening to TalkSpace, and TalkSpace, for those who may not know, if you're listening for the first time, perhaps, we started this back in October of 2016. Yes. Yes, I've been going on about 6 years now, and 6 years of operation here. And we have some great discussions with a lot of people across America. Specific focus has been on urban America, issues, challenges in education, religious beliefs. We've talked about economic issues. We've talked about social issues, political issues. We've talked about family-related things, right? But tonight is your opportunity to share with us what's on your mind. Tell me what's on your mind. I will make every effort to respond and engage intelligently. And if there's something I don't know, I'll be the first to tell you. But I'll do my best to go and try to get the answer that we need. Okay? Sometimes our opinions get hot and heated and differ from one another. That's okay. Because that's good dialogue, if we make it so, and it leads to positive outcomes. See? Everybody got some out. And so we can go to 657. Follow us on Facebook live stream. I hope it's working okay tonight. Give me a call right now. 657-333-0944. You don't have to necessarily give your name unless you choose to. But we will identify you by the last 4 digits of the phone number that you're calling in by. And that's how you'll be able to be identified and we'll key you in accordingly. All right? We hope that our co-host, Dr. Ricky Wallace, can join us. Sometimes he's not able to. We've had steady callers to call in from Peoria, Illinois, from Chicago, from St. Louis area, from Jacksonville, Florida, from Alabama, North Carolina, Asheville. Wherever you are, give us a call. New York, Canada, if you're still out there somewhere, Canada, give us a call. Wherever you are, California, we'll be happy. Virginia, we'd love to hear from you. 657-383-0944. That's the number to call. Again, that's a nice thing. So don't make a particular topic. However, we do have some current events. And this is going on, so I'll just kind of begin just in general speaking about what's going on right now in people's lives. One of them is the great irony. Now that shutdowns and government mandates to shut down and lockdowns are over, people are still struggling. Now it's economic pressures and variables that are affecting their day-to-day. I can't say everybody, but many of them. And it's difficult for them to see their way. So the question becomes, my goodness, now what? The cost of simple items that we use on a daily basis, such as bread and milk, meat, things of that nature. Yes. The average person is really not keen on the calls of government, right? To represent you and look out for the best interests of you and your district and making other home, state. Understandably, typically we pass that on to them. We trust that they're doing the right thing. But when you can feel it, a very successful man. That's really good. I'm not one to really point a finger blame. I just wonder what are your thoughts about it in terms of some of the shifts in the economy and the direct and indirect impact that we have. So insurance, particularly commercial. And as I go around sharing the good news and opportunity with the business owners, I'm smaller than I struggle. It's important. They recognize the importance of it, but they struggle to keep up with the on a month-to-month basis. But if you can afford to go ahead and knock it out, and cover it. And sometimes people have a business plan, and in their business plan, they account for those things. They look forward to getting it on the other end and it's a business expense. But then there are others who really have it that hard to where they can't make a big about there. Reading particular news story about a truck driver who was in Ohio area and he was just talking about how the cost of fuel has doubled almost. And, when they get loans and what have you, the price has to be, cost has to be passed on to somebody. The easiest to consumer. And that kind of discourages consumers from coming out to buy as much. And all of it has some sort of impact. And, I wonder what kind of questions would the discussion you could have with your elected officials. And the local ones. And the state or national level. 657-383-0944. Miss Mack, thank you for joining us here, man. We appreciate seeing you there on Facebook Live. And if there's anyone else who'd like to just say hello, just post up in the comments. And put your comments there, and we'll be glad to engage you there. Texas area, Texas area. Calling in from Texas. Yeah, yeah. Big state. So some other things I guess everybody has seen, and you know, some leak I understand from the Supreme Court likely ruling in the landmark historical Roe versus Wade case, or the commonly known as the abortion law case, which has been viewed as making abortion. Okay? And I know there are some very sensitive issues on that, sides and their positions on that. But one of my concerns is something that seems to make it hard for that institution to maintain any real integrity. And so, but you know, but I guess the formal reading hasn't come out yet, so this has been a big question. That seems to be a big issue. Talking to someone a little bit about it, maybe this thing, but hey, man, it's something else now. People are out in protest again. It looks like it's one thing or another. It's like it's one thing or another. Still, we have babies, though, students, and they struggle academically. Developing things, numerous and literacy, and things of that nature. I wonder if we should collectively, I think it should be more of a, you know, churches are slowly moving to their normal stride, state. People in my conversation, as a pastor and a businessman, they still have some apprehensions and questions about it, particularly older people. I guess if you can understand that, if they're concerned about their health, about health problems and things of that nature. I know teachers have done a really good job for early on with some interventions around, you know, people's faith and protocols for training and things of that nature. I hope that we see that in the rest of that continues on. And that people become comfortable with going back to how to do it. And it's the most important thing to communicate with God. So those are some of the things that, you know, that are out there. But again, I encourage you to give us a call. It's 657-383-0944. This is TalkScape, your host, Ed Dyer. It's cutting it up here. And floor is open. It's your time. You got the floor. You got the floor. And we'd be glad to engage you here. I think we'll get reconnected. you're listening to Talk Space, this is our national conversation and our dialogue. I'd love to engage you. It's open mic. It's open mic. So that gives you the opportunity to bring up the topic and conversation, and we'll discuss it best we can. And we'll try to do so intelligently. You know? And we welcome you. Give us a call here, 657-383-0944. This is your host, Reverend. Just for herself. If you like, she could. Consider me for a second. Consider for a second what I'm saying in terms of a healthy vibe of family. Husband and a wife, rearing their children together. If a kid says, they meet them and compete with them. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They can work with one another. But regardless of how much money or where the money is coming from, the sole responsibility of providing, protecting, and caring for the health of the home is right. You understand? The woman has a fellow that's with her. She can't rely on those things. She probably could ask herself. So we taught my son that. And my daughter, yeah. My son, 2830944. And we listen to talk straight. Why do we talk straight? Well, because from the very beginning, we want to be straightforward and honest about the cause, the condition of in certain urban areas across America. So what we did is, so we are talking about myself and the group, the nonprofit building families and communities, that's my nonprofit. And we had an educational arm to that. We had an institute, building families and community institute. And the sole purpose was to do, to conduct research and analysis on public cities. Targeted on him. And, beginning with the dynamics and social circumstances of national history, we compare them to cities like New Orleans, Birmingham, Memphis, Tennessee, Chicago, Illinois, Detroit, Indianapolis, Indiana. We look at Charlotte, North Carolina, Mecklenburg. We look at places all these things, the small settlements, that there are all these socioeconomic factors and the concept, despite the size of how they can keep their young people, say particularly African-American males, who are at risk for early incarceration, dropping out of school, and most sadly, early demise, dying in the streets from gun violence, street violence, things of that nature, or being strung out of controlled substances, those types of things. We were concerned about young ladies as well, but specifically affected young and young men, and so we put together a lecture series able to successfully go and present that to some places when we first started 6 years ago. And it kind of evolved in there. And we've been, again, as I said earlier, maintaining the people there. And that's what it's been about. Had great conversation and input from thoughts from various cities. We tried to keep that open. And again, I'm what it is doing. Came in and at a point that we didn't have time to tell it in, we invite them to come back. Now, we bet you know, there's anybody on this type of age, right? And here what you got to say, that we bet to ensure that the rational, reasonable basis, you know, the position. And I like you as a suggestion. That's pretty much it. For those of you that have been following us already, you know that. Anybody that's new who has not been following us, I just want to, again, reiterate that that's been a structure. That being said, I want to encourage you to give me a call right now. 657 383 Fairfield. We're going to try to keep going over in the program for another about 15 minutes or so. So, give me a call. I love to hear from you. I love the dialogue. If you call in the studio, the podcast studio, then we will identify you by your last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a question or comment, I'd be happy to take a shot at answering it. I'm not happy, but we'll take a shot at it. Right? And we'll give you an opportunity to dialogue that. So, and again, as I said earlier, just kind of listen to some of the things that have been transpiring over the last year. I was down in the function area and enjoyed learning about a vision we have in the function area, where young people basically get in town, they come to a certain area of town, raise themselves. You know, I'm pretty good. Everybody come down.
Sound terrible.
Who did that? I sound terrible?
Yeah, you sound like you're talking out of a cave, man. No, I can't hear you at all.
You can't hear me at all?
You sound real low. What, you under the covers?
No, we don't do covers, brother. We don't have under covers. Yeah, hold on 1 second. Pastor Wall, are you there?
Yeah, but I can't help it. It's hard to hear you, though.
Okay. That's what St. Louis is saying as well. I got a new mic here, and we're trying to...
You got a new mic?
Yeah.
You need to go find that old.
We were trying to fix the audio issue that we had.
You need to go find that old for somebody else doing it, be counting their blessings.
Well, it's all right. It's going to be all right, St. Louis. We ain't going to hold on 1 second. Y'all bear with me. I'm glad you got to do that. I know that you can fix that, because I'm going to try another method of from the devil. All right?
But you got a reverberation in there.
Yeah. I'm using another method. Pastor, can you hear me better now? I know you hear the echo there. Y'all hold tight there for just a second. And what I'm gonna do,
what you need to do is say you're gonna pay Pastor $20. And by the time them echoes in, you owe them $200.
Okay, can you hear me, Pastor Waller?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. And is that better, St. Louis and Pastor Waller? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better there. What do you do? Go out there on the curb and get that old mic?
No, we're going to figure this mic situation out with this with the computer here. But nonetheless, we got you now. Okay, so it's open mic, gentlemen. It's open mic, and this is May the 3rd, 2022. Wow, time is flying by. It's already the fifth month of the year. What's on your mind? Hey, Lord, what's going on your way?
I'm going to listen to y'all lead off.
Okay. All right. Pastor Waller, how are you doing, sir? I kind of have a sense of what's going on with you, but share with us. What's new there in the ministry?
Well, it's day by day with me, Pastor. You know,
okay.
Day by day.
Okay.
That's what the Word of God says. This is the day that the Lord has made. So he tells me to rejoice and to be glad in it. So I am that. I'm glad, man.
That's good. All right. Any new programmatic activities that you got? I know you've been doing the regular training and so forth, and just direct engagement there. Any new things coming up we should be aware of?
Not right now, but it's been a lot of funerals lately, so I had to set a minute and pick back up probably next week, maybe. And still the training is still going on, though.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So I was just talking earlier, gentlemen, about some of the news threads and current events and what have you. And largely, one of them is the challenge. Even though the pandemic is over in large measures in terms of shutdowns, now many people are still having a hard time getting back out and getting to a regular stride of life that they were used to because of economic challenges for many. And that's not everybody, but for many. And I'm just curious to know what your thought was on that. Anybody?
You know, I don't have been my same stride. My stride has been the same. I don't really look at it like that. I just take it as it comes. As I said earlier, Pastor, you know, day by day is how it's been. Stuff took place, so I just keep it like that and realize I stay in today. I was told not to worry about tomorrow, so I'm better like that.
Right. Right. Okay. You know, that's an interesting thing, man. You know, that you when you look at it, there are a lot of people who are underwater, man. They just can't seem to make it. They just can't seem to make it. Bear with me 1 second. I'm going to, y'all just stay right where you are, and I'm going to try to redial in here, okay? Just stay right where you are. All right. Gentlemen, I'm back now. I believe I'm back now. I'm not sure what's going on with our platform here, but here lately we've been having a lot of issues with our audio and our phone drop, but we're going to get it together. We're going to get it together. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Can y'all hear me? Holler if you hear me.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Say
good.
Something.
Good. All right. I'm glad you guys can hear me now. We went directly to our phone mode here, and we'll see if we can get a little bit better situation there. So, St. Louis, what about you? Are you what's your thought on nationally or locally in your area? Do you see where individuals are struggling or having a challenge with getting back to their normal stride prior to the pandemic?
Well, stores and things and businesses should have never been closed.
I agree with that.
See, the federal government has no authority to be closing businesses like what we've seen. And local businesses don't. Businesses don't have no right to challenge a person's sincerity in their religion.
Okay.
And
yeah.
People know that. Where in the Constitution does that... where is that stipulated? Federal government has no control over medical. CDC is not a legislative body. It just recommends. That's all.
Right. Yeah.
Those powers belong to the states, not the federal government. And states need to, with the will of the people, take back their powers, take back these powers that the federal government has all of a sudden gravitated to, just like this deal on abortion. The Supreme Court had no right legalizing abortion. That they don't have that authority. They have no right legalizing same-sex marriage. That's states. They have no right legalizing interracial marriages. That's states.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me ask you this, St. Louis. What is the first step with the people in the states that you're talking about? I think you're alluding to the enumerated powers of the 10th Amendment, right? What's the conversation on the state level do you think should be had? People in those
states? It should start in your schools.
In your schools?
It should start in your schools where you educate your young people, where they would grow up to be knowledgeable citizens on their civic duties.
I see.
The people of that state control that state legislature. That's the way it's supposed to be.
All right. So do you think in schools conversations about same-sex marriage and things like abortion should be held, or do you mean...
That shouldn't be a conversation. That shouldn't be a conversation in no school, unless parents want to. Not in public, not a government school. Why are you going to discuss abortion in a state, unless it's legal in a state? They got a right to kill a baby after it's born if they want to, like in Virginia.
So I guess what I was trying to understand when you said that it should start in school, you were just saying they should be aware of civic of how
civic responsibilities.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. What governs who and what governs what? That
how
should be taught. The history of the United States should be taught. Its founding and so on and so on. None of that stuff talking about the United States is an evil country. No, that's just not true.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. You know, at the end of the day, if you're going to live in the United States and you're going to benefit from what it has to offer, it's helpful to know what your rights are, and with those rights comes some responsibility, you know, expectations. And I for one, think it would be very helpful if more people were at least introduced to them. Seems to me that in many places, the expectations that you grow up and you turn 18, and automatically you know these things. But no one at home oftentimes, or no one in a formal setting at a church or a school or anywhere else, introduce you to those things. So you get out there and you have run-ins with people, not necessarily law enforcement, you just have run-ins with people. And because they have expectations for you that you're not aware of, and it takes you for a loop, you know. I know one of the
Well, the ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Agree. But can you appreciate how difficult it is for someone to walk in an environment and don't know what the laws are in that environment?
No, all they got to do is go to the library.
You say all they have to do is go to the library?
Go to the library and read, ask questions.
I suppose that's one way. That's one way. But it, realistically, you do recognize that that's not a common thing for many people, right?
Well, then that's beholden to the people. It's not my fault, not Wallace's fault.
That's the person.
See, you don't have group rights. You don't have group rights. You got individual rights.
Okay. All right. But to that point, St. Louis, let's stay there for a second. To that point, I would say that recognizing, okay, you're saying that the information is there and anybody can obtain it. All right. I don't negate that. But recognizing that for whatever reason, a great number of people are not aware that it's there and oftentimes are not aware of how to access not only that information, but other resources that can help improve their quality of life, you know, and how to take advantage of it. I would argue that perhaps the focus should be on having a concerted effort to make them aware and train them, you know, how to properly do that. Now, I hear the argument that that's not, you know, our job. They should learn that like everybody else. But in a society where you got to get along with people and where you got human beings, it seems to me that it's only reasonable to say, okay, we make these laws, then we should make sure that there are some kind of means by which they can be explained. And for those who have a more difficult time understanding, they can be assisted in getting to that. You see anything wrong with that?
Well, your representative is supposed to come back and have convening meetings and forums on legislation and keep their people informed, and also to receive directions from their constituents. In the hood, they don't do that. They take the position, I'm your damn boss. That's what it is. You listen to me.
What? Now, that's wrong. And see, that's what happens in a lot of places. One of the reasons that a lot of resources and opportunities go unused, because people don't know about it. You know, Pastor Wall and I were pursuing what was announced to be available to that would have been very helpful in the work that he does and that I do. And all of a sudden, the doors start closing up and information starts shrinking. We couldn't, you know, now you can't find where it is. And that makes it difficult. And both of us are very much out on that. You know, we're seeking that because we do it out of our own desire and oftentimes out of our own pocket. Is that right, Brother Pastor? That, you know, you're not getting paid for what you do it because of your love and your desire for humanity. Let me not try to speak for you, Pastor. What do you say about that?
Well, I mean, it's in print now. You know, I put it in the book now, so it's like it's definitely in there. And I said it. I didn't want to go around wearing a sign on my forehead and say I do the work for free, but I know free labor. You know, it's something about it. You know, and I don't think a lot of people were going to do things like that. But you know, but when it comes down to helping people and with all the evil that's in the world, because there is a lot of evil in this world. Had it not been, you know, the scripture wouldn't have said it. You know, it said that, you know, we know that they got a lot of schemes, you know, and it says, let Satan get the advantage of us, but we are not ignorant of his devices, In other words, so that has to be a form of wickedness and do, to do things contrary to doing good. And that's why I appreciate when it says, you know, we have to sit down at the judgment seat of Christ and to be able to deal with the things we've done in life, I'm talking about myself, whether good or bad. So it has to be something in between, you know, which where am I going to go? Am I going to practice good? Am I going to practice bad? Am I going to practice right? Or am I going to practice wrong? Am I going to practice, you know, like evil? Because evil does exist. And in the midst of it exists, a lot of people prosper from it. And unfortunately, I was a big part of it once upon a time because of my ignorance. And now that I'm familiar with that, I realize that it does exist. Now, even where we are right now, in, you know, in this place where we are right now, wherever you're located, you know, I've been watching a lot of things that bring forth evil. For instance, for the love of money, it's the root of all kind of evil. That's a lot of evil there for the love of money. So I don't say that because I think I know it. You know, I didn't even know that I was doing that stuff, you know, like chasing after it. Didn't even know it. What that is, and I think I'll turn it back over to you. I remember an article that was written by me years ago in 1999. I think that had to be during the time it was. And an article says, I remember when I dreamt about a lot of money that was in my hand. You know, when I woke up, that terrorized me because it wasn't in my hand when I woke up. But while I was in my dream, you know, it was like I couldn't even close my hand. It was so thick. And when I woke up, guess what happened, Pastor?
What's
that? I started chasing. I went to chasing after that money and didn't even know it.
Okay.
And then I got this small piece of that paper, you know what I mean, that carries a lot of weight. But it was a lot of evil in it. Didn't even know it. So he captured me and made me chase after it. And then I found out later on, you know, it's like, wow, I didn't even know I was chasing it. For real, then I thought about that article in 1999. Man, I was chasing money. That's why I do what I do now for free, because I understand what it's like. Now, I'm not, that didn't come in a dream to do it for free. I'm like, man, I'm not used to this here. But it was not in a dream that I stopped doing it for free. It's just that I was appreciative of learning how I got free. And I just wanted to do something to help other people. And that's the reason why it's in the book that I put it in there, man. Good news, you know, no charge. And then I asked a question, Pastor. I said, do you think that's wrong? I make other people more important and make myself unimportant. That's just, you know, I do it. It's okay. I'm all right.
To the point of we pay taxes, and you expect that when you pay taxes and you elect individuals, that they're going to rightfully do what they're supposed to do. They're being compensated for their efforts and what have you. And the truth of the matter is there are a lot of resources that we find. You've heard me talk about them often that are available to people, but people don't know it. Right? It's like a tree that fell in the forest and ain't nobody there to bear witness to it. But the tree is down. The tree is down, right? Their lives could be greatly enhanced and improved. St. Louis said the people that are elected to represent their interests. See, this is, that's the thing about America. This is a republic form of government of, for, and by the people, you know. And if folk are not doing that, how do we get to that point where, you know, these resources can get to the focus it's earmarked for and not sitting in somebody's bank account somewhere or, you know, that's, I'm not making justifications for anybody doing wrong. However, let's acknowledge that there are some other factors and variables that factor into individuals making the choice and decision to break the law, engage in ethically questionable behaviors and what have you. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Y'all help me with that. Y'all help me with that. What about it, St. Lord? Still with me? Okay, maybe he's not. Maybe he's not. Pastor, you still there, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, all right. If a man does not know he's blind to reality, can he be held to account for his actions? That's...
Oh, yeah, that's happening. It's going on.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they make big dividends off of people's mistakes and things like that. Some people get caught up in it's not their intent to do so.
True.
But they're paying the penalty as if you knew. Pretty strong, actually. It's a sad situation. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
And it almost make you seem like that you're breaking the law. Quote, law. Breaking the law.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah? I'm sorry.
Say that again, Pastor. Cut you off.
I didn't even know that there was a law when I was innocent. I didn't know that there was a law. That I was breaking the law. So that means that ignorant form of doing things while I was yet unaware, I still had to pay for it because that's just the system. And and it's just designed that way. So it's a lot of innocent people in charge, you know, in their innocence, man. I mean, it's happening. I'm not saying others don't do things to, you know, with the intent to do things, but there are some, I would say, that being penalized and being shocked in the meantime, you say, what did you say? I said, yeah, you know, you see right here, it says this. I didn't know you was going to do that. So that means that if a person knew better, I believe that they would, most of the time, I believe that they would show better. But they're not going to put no signs. That's not going to work. That's not going to do any good. If the system puts signs up to warn the people, you know, I don't think a lot of people get caught up into some things. And it's a sad situation. Sad situation, brother.
Yeah.
And it's evil. Well,
you say it's evil?
Yes, it is. It's evil.
When you
man.
Say that, help us understand that. What do you mean?
When you talk about evil. I do something to make sure that you fall, I'm doing it intentionally.
Okay,
that's easy.
Setting a trap or a snare for you.
That's a trap, man.
Right. Certainly have ill intent. I was going to say that I'm thinking about a book I used in my ninth class when I taught high school, Ernest Gaines. It was entitled Lesson Before Dying. And do you know a lot of those young men in particular can identify with the central character there, who was a young man, Pastor, who Gang described, got up one morning down in Louisiana, you know, in the bayous. And all he wanted to do was to go fishing, man. And unbeknownst to him, some other guys that he knew and he ran with on other occasions were going to rob a store. And he happened to just walk in. He just happened to walk in on it, you know. And at the end of the day, he saw money. And, you know, he went and picked the money up, but behind the counter was a man who was dead from a gunshot wound from his friends who robbed. But it wasn't him. He didn't do it. And make a long story short, he was the only one that they caught and they laid the crime on. And his lawyer was trying to get him off by saying, look, don't kill him. He ain't no more than a hog. And his nanan, mama wanted, said, I can't stop them from killing you, putting you to death, but I want you to die knowing you're a man, not a hog. And that was a lesson for Don. And here was a challenge in the book, Pastor. It was a battle between the preacher, the role of the preacher, and the teacher in the town. Mama wanted the preacher to do what he does, but he wanted the teacher to teach him to acknowledge that you're a man. You ain't no hog. Called my son a hog. Huh?
Yeah, man. Learn.
And so it was a very interesting story, and young men could identify with that. And I said to him that quite often you go in life and you're not expecting to get caught up, but there are certain things that if you're not cognizant and have situational awareness, it's easy for you to get caught up in.
Yeah.
You get caught up. And that's one of the things I certainly encourage teaching young men, is to be aware of your surroundings, your environments, and all sorts of things. Wherever you go. What are you going to say, Pastor?
Yeah, that's so true. You know, you got to make known that you are aware. And a lot of times a person don't even know that they
that's true.
Should be aware of their surroundings.
That's right. That's right. And it's so easy for you to become a victim of circumstance.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm not suggesting you're going to know everything all the time, but in general, when you go into a new place or a new experience, you should seek to understand and be aware of things that are around you. You know, who's in the room? What they doing there? More importantly, do I need to be in that room with them? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
If I walk up on a scene, what do you say, Pat?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Do I need to be in that room? That's a good one.
There you go. There you go. So, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, because if you're in the room and something takes place, and you're unaware
there
of it. There you are.
Say that you can't control everybody else in the room, but the one person you can control is yourself.
That's it.
And you can,
that's it.
You can extract yourself from that environment. Am I right about it?
that's what I doubt. That's where the choices come in at, right there.
Yeah. And some would argue, Pastor, that it's not fair. That I can't stay there and have fun like everybody else. But is it good for you? The Bible said, shun the very appearance of evil. I didn't come to prove it. I know I'm right about it. I know I'm right there.
That's all right, though. That's what the word says.
Well, the text about what a wise man does. You understand what I'm saying? He watches where he... I'm paraphrasing now. And at the end of the day, some people think it's about you stealing my happiness from me or my opportunity to do certain things. It just makes sense, though, for you to be wise about where you go and what you do and who you do it with. You know,
Reuben, I'm getting ready to cut out, so you ain't got a few more minutes anyway.
All right, thank you so much.
You guys have a safe rest of the week.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
Do the same. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Pastor, at the end of the day, when we are talking to kind of brings us back, this open mic, but it kind of brings us back to what we were sharing a little earlier. When we're talking to young people, the approach is not to say that you're bad for making a mistake. You understand what I'm saying? As it is to let them know that it's possible for you to do so, and the more knowledge you have, the less likely you are to make such a mistake. Maybe I said that wrong. Did that make
sense? That's the way it should be presented. It would be a better understanding, a better perspective. From some people, they may reconsider before they do it because they understand that you have placed in order. It's just like you having a You know, a pair of shoes, you don't know what size they are. But they look like,
right.
You know, it's a certain size. If you explain it in such a way where this is a size such and such, then they would know. But because she didn't just lay the shoe out, this look like that's a nice shoe. I like that shoe. It was too big or too little, or you know, or you, it actually just fit. You know, I don't, you didn't know, but you just found out. So it's a lot going on without knowledge, man.
Right.
Without knowledge, you know, a lot of people, brother, have been, you know, really actually penalized unjustly.
True.
That's evil. I don't know how you fix it up, but, you know, evil is evil. that's just the way it is.
Well, now, hold on now. Let me play the devil's advocate here for a second. Let me speak up for the devil now. And we would quickly say, devil is evil and that's evil. But now, shouldn't responsible adults, Pastor, to make sure they don't get caught up in certain things, or, you know what I mean?
It goes
the question. Go ahead.
A little bit deeper than that. It goes so much deeper than that because, you know, that's why they say that the thief, he has an order. He's coming to steal and to destroy.
Okay.
So there's in between there that says, okay, but I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly, which is, you know, it's just giving you the awareness. But had you not owned that and evil is there, sometimes evil presents something to you in such a way, like it in my experience, and I'm sure that a lot of people are dealing with that now. That's the reason why the trap is real, because that lure is so strong, but they didn't know it was evil. You know, they thought it might be, you know, something to try today.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
So it would be good to know that, you know, a person could look at that and see, I don't think this is a good idea. That would be outstanding. I think that takes place sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
But they would put it out. Huh?
Okay, now that would work for a little child. We would excuse a little child because, you know, they're immature. They haven't lived long enough to know that. But does that work for a chronological adult, for them to have an excuse, say, well, I just didn't know. Didn't nobody. You didn't ask. You know what I mean? When you go out the house, don't you figure out your path or where you're going to go and when you're going, what you're going to do, how you're going to get there? You know what I mean? Aren't those responsible questions?
No excuse, but there's a reason. There's a reason why a person of age got captured. Because if being captured by the man, I mean, if he got that evil in his heart and he know how to put together something, he already know that somebody going to get caught up into this because that's the purpose. and they didn't walk into it because they say, well, I should have thought it over. No, he just didn't catch everyone who did get away. He just didn't capture them. And it was like, man, it almost got me. Well, it wasn't because they took a deeper look. It's just because he didn't capture them. And sometimes, so it's got so many different ways that a person can escape versus those that get captured. And most of the time, people got caught, got captured. And it goes back again. It's a sad all around. But when it's an intentional thing, a lot of people don't know that it's intentional.
Well,
and that still
holds
good today. Still don't know that it was intentional.
Check this out, man. In a strip club, there is a guy with a pistol. And he's looking to rob somebody. Okay? You with me so far? I go to a strip club. I don't know there, and I don't know what his intentions are. I'm just at the strip club. And I'm participating in the activities everybody else participate in. Boom, we bump into each other. There you go. Now, what should I have asked myself about even being in that environment, Pastor, before I went there? You with me now, Brother Preacher?
You said, what did you ask yourself?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you were saying you bumped into the guy, and now you say, there it is?
Yeah, he done pulled the pistol out, and he's trying to take everything I got now.
Yeah, okay. And that's a good scenario to ask yourself, why was you there? And then you can put that same area in an area that you had a right to be at a place, and that same bump, same thing, and he put out the gun. You know that you was in there trying to get something to eat. You was trying to get your cigarette, trying to get something to just, you had nothing like this on your mind. But all of a sudden, here goes somebody that's got folk talking right now because I feel like I got the ups on you. And
I
want to talk whatever the reason is. And that same thing take place. So it's like it's just a matter of, you know, where you're located, how did that come about? I wonder why did they do that? And so it's all of that that comes with it, because you didn't mean no harm even at the strip club. You didn't mean no harm even at the group store, wherever you might have been at. But look what it brought forth. Why was I there? They was there because they were stripping with that strip. And then the other one at the store was at the store to do this and that, but it still bumped into one another, and then that took place. Man, so it's always, you know, it's like, how can you get around it if it's going to be presented at the time? It's just hard to believe that a person was just going to automatically leave home or wherever they're staying with that thought of something. You know, that's the strip club, you say, he mad because this whoever it is that's in there. That store, it should be peace and nothing but peace right there. But yet they allowed him to have a gun, so here you go. You know, make sure you got a gun.
Yeah. Let me jump in here for a second. The thing is, and I think you beautifully and masterfully made the correlation there. The thing is wherever you go, you have to ask yourself, what type of environment is this, right? And what is generally expected in those environments? In clubs, you know that. Not only strip clubs, but in clubs and bars and places like that, you got people that go there, and they have a tendency to lose control of themselves. And some of them come there with ill intent in the first place. Yeah, right. They looking for a fight, and ask yourself is, do I need to be there? Now the difference is, if you go into a grocery store or a little convenience store, your only intent there is to go and barter and trade, buy something, and you still can run into evil and foolishness. But generally speaking, what we know, Pastor, what we know is that's one reason I stopped going to clubs. But the last time I was in one, man, fucking mirrors in that raffle. And some clown got to shooting and what have you. Everybody running into each other trying to get past the mirror.
Man.
I said, that's crazy here, man. Hey, man. No. No.
And I had no thoughts of that either, man, when I was going. I had no thoughts of it or anything. It's sad, brother. It's just no. No to the lifestyle. And well, actually, there's a part in my book talking about from drugs to the clubs.
Okay.
Wasn't even thinking, but I know I wasn't in my right mind, because from drugs to the club, I mean, what is that? That's just wasn't cool.
And see, it's one thing, Pastor, in not knowing, and it's another thing in not wanting to find out. And when you're grown, when you're an adult, part of your responsibility requires you to figure out and find out, wherever you're going and whatever you're doing, what is the likelihood that you're going to face certain things. and how would you respond to them? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I generally don't go around people who places where people are going to be drunk, because they get that idiot oil in them and they ain't thinking straight.
Yeah.
You understand? And they make you have to lay them down and put them to sleep. You know what I mean? Or something to that effect.
They got that kind of stuff now going on in the store. Now, I don't know how to do this.
Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost.
Yeah. I don't think that's the liquor store thing now. I think that's I think they're going to send it in the place that they can. Like, I don't know if that's accurate, but I heard that they said it in other places now.
What?
And that's a tough situation because, as you were saying, you know, you got people that get a little tipsy and you don't have to go to the liquor store to get it. Now you can just purchase it and suddenly, you know, you're legit. I'm like, wow. So that means that they're looking for some trouble.
A game a sports event, you know, where they sell
they let you walk into places with guns, go into the stores and other places with guns. I don't know if they still do it, but I know that I used to hear a person let them see they got a gun now. What? So it's not enough killing, there's not enough violence going on, so they have to find a way to make it increase. I wonder how many since that's been going on have gotten shot here, possibly as a result of that.
Mm. Mm.
You know, making it legit, quote. Yeah, you can have a gun now. You got, all you have to do is be licensed or whatever it is. then you got a person that's not licensed.
Hey,
these are
up.
Huh?
Then I picked it up, I think.
Yeah. This person is armed and this one is not. Oh, man.
Lord have mercy.
I'm telling
you. Help us, Holy Ghost. Yeah.
That's sad.
You know, again, these are discussions and conversations that who knows to tell the folk there, but it's happening because you've had that experience. And you know better, it's healthy to have that conversation, right? To avoid.
Yeah.
That's what I believe the text meant when it said, Sean, in other words, walk away from, avoid the very appearance of evil.
Right.
Don't play around. Solomon asked the question, can a man put fire in his bosom and not be burned? Help me, Holy Ghost. It's foolish to think that you can fire in your bosom and not come away with a scar.
You don't
respect the nature of fire then.
That is something there. Expect not to be burned.
In fact, the story is told of not good at all. Story is told of a fellow who walked up on a snake that was frozen, almost frozen to death, and he had compassion for the snake. So he picked the snake up, and he put it right in his coat, right next to his chest, and it was hard. And after a while, the snake started moving around and slithering and moving, and next thing you know, bam, you bit me.
Oh, man.
He pulled the snake out and looked him face to face and said, man, you bit me.
Oh, man.
Snake said, man, you knew I was a snake when you put me in your pocket.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
You know what snakes do, man.
Man, I'm saying they're going to get at you, bro.
Yeah.
They're going to get at you. Man.
So,
man.
I say that to say that there are certain things we know better. Some of us been around long enough to know better. And when you know better, you ought to do better. Period.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's a lesson.
No need
that's a lesson, then.
Sure it is.
Yeah, that's a lesson. That's a lesson in that.
Yes, sir.
Should have been one.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Well, Pastor, we got about 5 minutes. You want to give us a final thought before we cut out of here for tonight?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's been a, you know, I enjoyed it just the same. You know, it's always good to be able to have conversation about things that that should be acknowledged, you know, and so some of the things that we were talking about, I believe that because society has, I would say, agreed upon doing certain things like that brings harm, then you got to find out what brings peace now. So that's a great conversation concerning one or the other. It's almost like which one would you prefer? So we just keep pushing and praise God for those who was tuned in and bless those that had a desire to call in but didn't get a chance to for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And I just say to you, encouraging you to keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Well, we're going to strive to, like I said earlier, that we've been striving to, even though my, you know, things got busy for me and what have you, been striving the best we can to keep the dialogue going that we started 6 years ago now, 6 years ago. So
yeah,
grateful for the opportunity there. Let me just give a shout out to Miss McCarthy out of Texas, who has been following us on Facebook, and she's commented there, and old classmate there from Fisk University in Texas now.
All right.
In the good Texas there. but
all right, all right.
And with that, we're going to wrap it up, Pastor. We're going to wrap it up, and Lord willing, we'll see y'all next Tuesday for another discussion of Talk Straight. Pastor Wallace, our co-host, and this is your host, Reverend Dockery. And grateful for everybody that checked us out on Facebook or listened to us on the podcast platform there. And with that, Mighty Clouds of Joy said, order myself. So I'm going to go with them. And Pastor,
yes,
we'll
sir.
See you next Tuesday.
All right, Pastor Doctor. All right,
sir.
Thank you.